Joel, you good today?
I'm good to go. Thank you, sir.
All right. Jim? Good. Brian, you good?
Yes, good morning. I'm good to go.
Morning. All right. Austin, you're good?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, before you dive in, just so you know, unfortunately, I'm going to have to step off a little bit before 11, if that's okay.
No problem. Thank you. All right, good morning, everyone. Today is December 3rd, 2024. It's 10:02 a.m. There's a quorum present. We're going to go ahead and call this meeting to order. On to item number two on today's agenda is to convene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners, bringing us to item number three, which is the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, on to item number four is public comment. Public comment will be allowed at the beginning and end of each meeting. These comments are limited to matters not on today's calendar agenda. Public comment will also be allowed during each item on the agenda, upon which action will be taken. These comments must be limited to the items on the agenda. Public comment is limited to 3 minutes per individual with the discretion of the board chair. With that said, is there any public comment today? All right, not seeing any, we're going to move right along to item number five, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the agenda for December 3rd, 2024 meeting. County manager, are there any changes to today's agenda?
There are a couple in respect of time, Mr. Chairman. One of them is I would like to ask that we move the Board of Highway Commissioners, and that would be number 12 as well as number 13, down to number 18. And I'll help you navigate to make sure you convene as one and recess as the other.
Okay.
There is another change on this because of time. I'd like to move number 7 staff reports to number 19. That would follow the Board of Highway Commissioners with that move.
Okay.
And then the other one is to take number 9, that is the old corner bar lease, that is to be continued. And rather than having that at the meeting today, just go ahead and continue that to the 12-17-24 Board of County Commissioner meeting here at the courthouse.
Great.
That's number 9. That's all I have. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments regarding today's agenda?
I don't have questions or comments. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
I'm good to go. Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding the agenda today? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, do you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve today's agenda with the noted changes.
I'll second the motion.
All right. There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 6 is today's consent agenda. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments about the consent agenda?
No questions, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
I'm sorry, I'm good to go, thank you.
All right, is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
I move to approve today's consent agenda as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. All right, on to item number 8 is board comment. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything for us today?
Nothing today, thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman?
I don't have any comment. Thank you very much.
All right. The only comment I have for today is that I'd like to ask for a moment of silence for a longtime Story County resident that passed away. Anybody familiar with Lockwood would know Tammy Lynn. She passed away, I believe, last week or a week and a half ago, so we can have a moment of silence for Tammy. Thank you. I did just want to note, just because I know Tammy personally, she was just in the final stretches of getting her teacher's license. I believe she was working on her final paper for that. Tammy's come a long way. Like I said, I've known her personally for many years, and it's always sad someone passes away, but Tammy was really making leaps and strides in trying to further herself, it's just unfortunate timing. But anyway, thank you. Moving on to item number 10, which is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval of the resolution number 24-753, a resolution setting grade and salary range of employees fixed by ordinance or resolution per NRS 245.045. For appointed Story County officials for the 24-25 fiscal year and superseding prior year action by resolution for appointed Story County employees with the addition of project manager at grade 133 and accounting payroll specialist at grade 122. Brandy.
Good morning, Commissioners. Brandy Lopez for the record. In this resolution, we are asking for a reclassification of the accounting payroll technician to grade 122 and the addition of a project manager to grade 103. These positions have been approved through the budget process, and NRS 245.045 states that the board has the authority to fix the salaries of all appointed officers and employees by the enactment of ordinances or the adoption of resolutions. The proposed resolution conforms to the NRS requirement and the board approved budget for the 24-25 fiscal year. The proposed grade levels requested are based on external salary data as well as internal alignment.
Thank you, Brandy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No questions, thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment? Not seeing any, Vice Chairman, are you prepared to make a motion?
Yes, sir. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve resolution number 24-753, a resolution setting grade and salary range of employees fixed by ordinance or resolution per NRS 245.045 for appointed Story County officials for the 2024-25 fiscal year and superseding prior year action by resolution for appointed Story County employees with the addition of project manager at grade 133 and accounting payroll specialist at grade 122.
I second the motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Brandy.
Thank you.
On to item number 11, this is discussion for possible action. Consideration and possible approval for the county manager to sign and approve the amended contract between Department of Health and Human Services Division of Healthcare and Financing and Policy due to an increase in medical care costs from $10,357.36 to $41,120.88. Stacy.
Good morning. Stacy York for the record. This is an amendment to a current interlocal agreement between the State Department of Health and Human Services and Story County. It provides the non-federal share for medical care of indigent persons within the Medicare County Match Program. The amendment increases the max amount from that $10,000 amount to $41,120.88, and that is all due to the increase in medical care costs that we are seeing. And that is it.
All right. Thank you, Stacy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about agenda item 11?
No comments. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
I don't have any questions. Thank you.
Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
Yes, sir. I move to approve and authorize the county manager to sign and approve the amended contract between the Department of Health and Human Services Division of Healthcare Financing and Policy due to the increase in medical care costs from $10,357.36 to $41,120.88.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you. All right, on to item number 15, which is discussion for possible action, discussion and possible consideration approving Story County safety manual as approved by the Safety Committee.
Good morning, Adam Wilson, County Safety Director for the record. So this manual was initially approved by the Safety Committee and legal over the past year. This was after a comprehensive review of the plan in comparison to regional plans and OSHA compliance regulations, and has been since updated and is ready for approval by the commission.
Great. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, I just want to say thank you to the Safety Committee for getting this update done.
Agreed. Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepare to make a motion?
Yes, sir. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to proceed with approval and adoption of the Story County Safety Manual.
Second the motion.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Adam. On to item number 16, this is discussion for possible action, presentation, public workshop, discussion, and consideration directing staff regarding updates to the Story County Strategic Plan for fiscal year 25 through 26. Austin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and commissioners. At this point, with two commissioners on Zoom and the lack of time that we have, I'm okay if the board would like to move this over to the 17th of December meeting for a continued discussion. Nevertheless, I'm glad that it was still on the agenda and in the packet for the public to see, as it has been for the last several meetings.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you. That'd be a nice Christmas present for everybody. Commissioner Gilman, you have any questions or comments?
I agree to move the item.
All right. Vice Chairman?
Yeah, I'm on board as well. If there's any public comment, certainly open to hearing that at this time.
All right. Is there any public comment? All right. Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you prepared to make a motion?
Yes, sir. I move to continue this item number 16, to our next regularly scheduled meeting, which will be on December 17th at the courthouse.
We'll second that motion.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. On to item number 17. This is discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of business license second readings A and B. Commissioner Gilman, you have any questions or comments?
No questions. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
No, sir. Good to go.
Is there any public comment? Not seeing any. Vice Chairman, you care to make a motion?
Yes, sir. I move to approve the second reading of business licenses under item 17, listed as A and B.
Second the motion.
There is a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. All right, on to item number 12, recess to convene as a Story County Highway Board, bringing us to item number 13. Which is discussion only, report of the Public Works Department regarding roads and highways throughout Story County. Awesome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Commissioners, Public Works Director Wes Berkey is out today. He asked me just to cover him on this. He wants to let folks know and this board know that there are two full-time positions open at Public Works right now being posted for recruitment, and they are in the Roads Department. And then they are also putting together two part-time positions that are being posted specifically for plow operators, just to be on call as needed to operate snow plows. So if you know anybody that's qualified, please let them know. The next is Jason and his team are working on the road capital improvement plan for the next upcoming year. And Jennifer's office with the comptroller, we're all looking at anticipated revenues that are coming in this year to balance out what we think we might be able to complete next year, potentially adding some roads to that CIP. And then lastly, he wants to let you know that the B Street drain project, they're working on that right now with some drainage improvements. That's all that they have.
All right. Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions about the update?
I do not. Thank you.
Vice Chairman?
Nor do I. Thank you.
All right. Thank you again, Austin.
You're welcome.
All right, we're going to revisit item number 7, which is discussion only. No action, no public comment. These are committee and staff reports. We're going to kick things off with the Sheriff's Office.
Nothing today, thank you.
All right, thank you, Sheriff. How about the Fire Protection District?
Good morning, Commissioners. Jeremy Lockhart for the record. I'll make this pretty brief. However, the replacement truck 71 has arrived as of yesterday. We're putting it through pretty extensive testing just to make sure everything is good before we make final payment on it. And with that, we'll be collecting lists of needed equipment and also painting of that unit here in the next little bit if everything checks out. Next, we've started construction on a new bathroom, Station 74. That's going to allow us to move into a new bathroom while our old bathroom is being fixed by Public Works. And it'll also help us with our increased staffing at that station as well, having the two bathrooms. And lastly, we're starting to solicit some quotes right now just to get some financial estimates as far as installing an exhaust system or an exhaust removal system at the new apparatus bays in the Highlands, as well as tying that building to the generator. Just because of cost restraints on that building, those two items were not done. However, we're going to need to address them just to make sure we maintain operational readiness. And I'll take any questions you may have.
All right. Thank you, Chief. Commissioner Gumman, anything for the Chief?
No questions. Thank you, Chief.
Sherman?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks again, Chief.
Thank you.
All right. How about Public Works? Nobody? How about Operations and Projects Coordinator?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mike Northland, Operations Projects Coordinator. Just want to update the board on the Lockwood Senior Center project. So far, proceeding nicely on schedule. Stem walls and slab backfill are complete. That's thanks to a nice break in the weather. It's been cold but dry, allowing us to keep moving on that. Slab pour is set for this week, main slab. Still working through the last of the submittals and procurement process for the HVAC rooftop stuff and the electrical equipment. And on the electrical equipment, we do expect probably significant schedule slip just due to long lead times on that on those items. All other projects are proceeding along. I don't really have any updates on those. With that, I'd be happy to take any questions.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Commissioner Gilman, you have any questions or comments for Mike?
I do not. Thank you, Mike.
Mr. Chairman?
No, sir. Thank you.
All right. Appreciate the update.
Thanks, sir.
I know that she's out, but is anybody handling the business development update? No. All right. How about the planning department?
Thank you, Kathy Canfield, for the record. I just wanted to let everybody know that we have a Planning Commission meeting this Thursday evening at 6. On the agenda is the consideration of the Planning Commission to make a recommendation on the master plan. So we're at that point of hopefully getting everybody on board to approve that. The second thing is just a notice that we are also recruiting planning commissioners right now. We have 5 actual spots that either terms are expiring or we have some vacant areas. So we have, I wrote it down here, we have 2 at-large positions, Virginia City, a Highlands, and a River District position. We do have applications in for some of those, but if anybody's interested in getting involved, it's on our website or they can call the planning department. Thank you.
Thank you, Kathy. Commissioner Gilman, anything for Kathy?
No questions. Thanks, Kathy.
All right. Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks again, Kathy. How about our admin officer?
Good morning. Lisa Missel for the record. Just a quick reminder, we have the Toys for Tots bin downstairs, and hopefully we'll get it full this year. And they partner with Community Chest to help all the local kiddos. So,
awesome. And when's that over?
They will end distribution on December 22nd.
Okay.
So they start taking applications on December 6th.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Lisa?
No questions. Thank you, Lisa.
Vice Chairman?
No, thank you.
All right. Thanks again, Lisa. Emergency management.
Good
Good morning, Adam Wilson, Emergency Management Director for the record. Couple of quick updates. The new chief at State EM is in position and has completely restructured the entire division over there. And that has worked out immensely in our favor. He restructured the recovery process where it was super laborious in a lot of forms. And that was the hang up on us getting our FEMA recovery money from the 23 storms. It's now one page. So we're hoping to have about 90% of those funds reimbursed by the new year now with this new process. And then the remaining project is the Taylor Street project, which is still with FEMA. So that one will be a little bit longer, but this should expedite us receiving those funds, which is approximately $500,000 right now. We're still working with the schools on their reunification drills. We have two more sites to hit, and so far they have done amazing, and we're doing a really good job of trying to draw that partnership between the school district and the county a little closer for those disaster instances. We were out last week before last in Colorado at the International Emergency Managers Conference. That was an amazing opportunity for some training and networking, and that went really well. We were able to bring back some vendors that are going to come and do some presentations on us on some pretty exciting new pieces of equipment and software in the emergency response world. We're working with the Quad Counties. We're creating it's a emergency management football for each of the counties. So in the instance where my team goes down or the team in Carson goes down, there'll be a binder that each county will maintain that'll have everybody's playbook on how to handle an emergency response in that county. So God forbid the worst happens in Story County, Lyon, Douglas, or Carson would be able to step in and complete everything that we have designed for the protection of our residents. And that is all I have.
Great update, Adam. Thank you. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments for Adam?
I do not. Thank you, Adam.
Vice Chairman?
No, good to go. Thank you.
All right. Thanks again, Adam. Great info. How about the VCTC?
Morning, Commissioners. Don Tuttle, Director of Tourism. For the record, just kind of a follow-up, I was in attendance at the National Travel Association in Huntsville, Alabama, last month, where we had quite a number of responses to invitations to get to know Virginia City a little bit better, retarget large groups and bus groups to come into Virginia City, and had a very positive response for that, so I'm very happy how that turned out. With the upcoming holidays, the Christmas on the Comstock, we've got a number of media events that will be coming up. I've got a live show with Channel 8 on Friday, and then they're going to be here for fireworks and for the drone shows. It'll be on the following weekends. Just to give you the quick update on the Christmas on the Comstock, that the decorating contest has already started. It'll run in through December 14th. The winner will be announced on December 15th. Decorations are being put up by Public Works right now. I want to say thanks for them for getting them up. And, of course, the merchants have begun to decorate a lot of their buildings, and town's looking pretty good. We're excited about where it's going to go. The Believe Again Christmas Shopping Cheer will also be in act again this year. So anybody making a purchase in Virginia City will be able to bring their receipts to the visitor center, and there they'll be able to enter into a contest for to come back to spend a night or two and have a number of activities that they can do. It turned out really well from last year's event. The Christmas tree lighting, which was held on December 1st, turned out a strong turnout. We had a great response. It held at 6 o'clock. A big thank you to the Silent Riders, the Living Legends, Joe Stelly, Santa West, the Fire Department, and the Sheriff Department for helping make that a success and to go on. Coming up on the calendar, December 6th, the 601 Christmas concert will be held at Piper's Opera House at 7 p.m. On December 7th, Saturday, we'll have the holiday fair down at St. Mary's Art Center, the craft fair over at the Senior Center. The Grinch Made Me Do It saloon crawl from 1 to 5. We are at the highest ticket sales ever recorded at this point, so we're expecting that to be a really strong turnout. The Parade of Lights begins at 5 o'clock. The fireworks follow at 6 p.m. Best viewing will be from the Bucket of Blood and Delta parking lot there on C Street, and some of the balconies that are backing up to D Street. We'll be launching fireworks from behind the Silverland, as we've done in the past. So it should be a little more for direct on site, so just those that are preparing for it. We will have some music on C Street during the event that Saturday, so coincide with the fireworks to go on. So it should be a pretty exciting holiday for us. On the 14th, we have the opening for the Nutcracker versus the Tommyknocker, a new original play being put on at Piper's Opera House. There'll be a matinee at 12 and a regular showing at 4. And once again, the Parade of Lights will be at 5 o'clock. And new this year will be our drone show featuring Sky Elements, who took third place in America's Got Talent. We've got a great little 10-15 minute show of those drones coming up and creating various images in the sky. And a few of them I think you're going to be surprised with. So if you haven't scheduled the 14th to be here in Virginia City, do so, because it's going to be a pretty exciting evening. And we've scheduled a number of free holiday shows. This is in conjunction with the Pioneer Theater. They've got some small performing groups that are excited to come up and perform at Piper's Opera House. The first one will be on December 17th, and others to follow as the holiday season comes in. You can find all of this information on our website, but I just wanted to give the highlights so that you kind of knew where we're headed. Next thing coming up for us is the American Bus Association convention in Philadelphia, which will be the 1st of February, which we plan to attend to continue to grow that bus business that we think is so essential for Virginia City. That is my report.
Great. Thank you, Todd. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Todd?
An exciting report, Todd. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman?
Good to go. Thanks for the report, Todd.
All right. Appreciate it, Todd. Thank you. How about the comptroller?
Good morning, Jennifer McCain for the record. I just wanted to let you know that I do have the audit in my possession. I guess I want to warn you that it will be on the next meeting for your approval, so be ready for some extra reading time. Also, I wanted to remind everybody that the county Christmas party is December 13th, Friday, at St. Mary's Art Center at 5:30, and it's open to the public, so we hope to see you there.
Thank you, Jennifer. Commissioner Gilman, questions or comments for Jennifer?
No questions. Thanks, Jennifer.
Vice Chairman?
I'm good. Thank you.
Appreciate the update, Jennifer. See you there. How about Health and Community Services? All right. Recorder's office?
Nothing today. Thank you.
Thank you. I don't see IT here. How about HR? All right. How about community development?
Nothing today. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. How about our PR officer?
Nothing today. Thank you.
Thank you. Justice. How about the DA's office?
Good morning. I do not have any updates for the commission today.
Always good, Brian. Thank you. County Manager's Office?
Thank you. Austin Osborne for the record. Just to let you know that we are still working with the respondent for Piper's Opera House, RFQ. We've done some walkthroughs with the building and Public Works and others to kind of look at some structural elements that might need to be addressed. So that conversation is still ongoing. We're giving updates to the VCTC periodically just to kind of let them know where things are, that it's still going to be a few months before there's any real activity on that. Just as we know, the strategic plan update is still ongoing. While we're talking with the board about the strategic plan on the front end, we're meeting with each department and elected office on the back end to try to get everything ready and prepared. And we know that this board may go left or right any degree of that, and we're prepared to make those adjustments and tie them all together before the budget season comes. And at this point, that is all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments for Austin?
No questions. Thank you, Austin.
All right, Vice Chairman?
No, sir. Thank you.
All right. How about the Clerk Treasurer's? Thank you, Austin. I'm sorry. How about the Clerk Treasurer's Office?
Nothing this morning, Mr. Chair.
All right. Is there anybody here that I missed that has an update for us? All right. Thank you to everybody for those staff updates. great news coming to Story County and its constituents. All right, that leaves us at item number 18, which is public comment, the second and final time for public comment today. Not seeing any. Going to bring us to item number 19, which is adjournment of all active and recessed boards on the agenda. It is 10:32 a.m. I wish you all a wonderful day. See you in a couple weeks or at the Christmas party.